No name nerd. Any type of nerd. Nerds belong here.
This is Brian from the No Name Nerd, and welcome to the No Name Nerd podcast. The No Name Nerd is the home for gamers, streamers, and content creators, and we're happy to provide you with this opportunity to learn more tips and tricks to grow your stream, to grow your following, and to succeed at whatever your personal or professional goals are in this digital environment. I'm going to turn things over to Joe now.
What's up, guys? I'm Joe from the No Name Nerd, and welcome to the No Name Nerd podcast. Now, today we're going to cover something pretty darn topical in the Twitch world, and that is hate raids. Now, you know, if you spent any time around Twitch lately, you've probably already become familiar with hate raids. Hate raids occur when a collective of bots attack a Twitch streamer's chat by abusing the raid functionality baked into Twitch. Now, these bots will wreak havoc for the streamers, who then have to go through and ban sometimes hundreds of accounts at a time, all while having to deal with horribly offensive comments. Now, Twitch has been working on their own solutions for this, which some of which should be coming soon. Some are actually already out. But let's go over some ways that you can protect and or defend your stream from these jerks. Before we get into this, on a personal note, my channel, my personal channel has always been more of a YouTube channel. So we don't stream on Twitch too often, but we've got a big charity stream coming up. I'm not sure if it'll be before or after this one comes out, but we have, we've never really dealt with this before, because we stream so infrequently and we don't use certain hashtags, we've kind of been able to dodge that one. But I'm personally worried about what our channel's going to experience for that charity raid, because that's also a charity that, we tend to attract some bad attention from bad people every year on our big game day. So I'm fully expecting some problems. So like I said, I've not really, had to experience this on my own. So what I did when I was researching this, I reached out to a couple of our community members who have been dealing with this to get some recommendations and best practices for dealing with them. Now, as the old adage goes, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So, with that in mind, what can we do to prevent this from happening in the first place? Now, I'd suggest a two-pronged approach. First, you can update your channel privileges in your Twitch account. This allows you to create restrictions on who can post. For example, you can require people to verify their account by email and or phone. Now, that alone is going to filter out a lot of bots. Now, you can find these settings in the creator dashboard. You'll look under settings, then moderation, then channel privileges. Hey, while you're in there, you might consider turning on auto mod if you haven't already. Now, additionally, you can pre-ban known problematic accounts. There's a couple great ways to do this, actually. Two of our mods recommended a bot called Seribot. That's S-E-R-Y underscore bot. And what that'll do is it'll keep an eye on your following list and immediately yeet any known problem bots. Another one, and this was brought to my attention by No Name Nerd affiliate The Chosen Bernard. He's put together a full walkthrough for how to use an application called Twitch Ban From List, which automatically blacklists all known problem bots. I'm not sure, depending on where you're finding this, whether or not we'll be able to do a link dump for this. But I can tell you, you can find this video just by going to his YouTube page. Just go to YouTube and search The Chosen Bernard, and you should be able to find it. So there's that. It's a great tool. I've gotten to use it myself. It's so easy to use. Basically what it is it's a real simple macro application. So what you'll do, you'll download the current version of it. You'll fire up your Twitch chat room. Just, you know, get the cursor focus there, hit a hotkey, and it will just automatically take care of everything. It'll just go through one by one on this massive list and just ban everyone. Does it surprisingly fast for what it does. It only took like 5-10 minutes to run when I ran it a couple weeks ago. So that's, you know, a good look at how to start. You know, what can you do this instant to protect from future raids? But what if you get one? You know, what do you do in the moment? And I think that's one of the biggest ways, biggest opportunities, I should say, that will make or break our response. So Breen, one of our Discord community admins and community ambassadors, has dealt with several of these attacks, including at least 3 separate attacks during a recent 12-hour charity stream marathon that she did. Now, she told me that, and I quote, "Personally, for us, I know we have a mod on standby checking the viewers list for any suspicious names, but for actual raids like the ones we got on Saturday, it's a calm approach. I know for a fact it's terrifying to get these raids, especially when you're live and on the spot, but you have to keep a brave face." You know, frankly, I couldn't say that any better myself. It's imperative to maintain control of the situation. And by panicking, freaking out, that does nothing. As the old adage here in America goes, let's the terrorists win. We're not doing that. We're going to take control of the situation by having a calm approach. Now, in addition to keeping calm, the biggest tool at her disposal is what is commonly known as a panic button. This is a commonly used macro that can be run from an Elgato Stream Deck, or, you know, there's other free tools like the Lyran Board Stream Tech. Stream Deck, rather, extension for OBS. There's a whole bunch of them out there. So you don't have to go buy a $150 peripheral that you use for, like, one thing. That's silly. But as far as, like, you know, what to do with it, there's some commonly suggested actions, such as such a multifunction button. You can use it to disable the alert box. You can disable on-stream chat. You can switch to sub-only chat. You can create a clip or a stream marker. Slow down the chat. Trigger an ad break. There's all kinds of different things that you can make it do. Now, it's also worth making a button that will revert those settings. So once things calm down, you can get back into the groove as quickly as possible. Get on with your stream and get this all behind you. So, with all that said, once the raid is over, it's important that we finish cleaning up the mess. So, be sure to save any clips that you capture to your own machine for later reporting. Once that's done, be sure to clean up any clips and archival footage of the stream. We don't want people to see all of that stuff that was said in your chat. Now, after your stream, touch base with your mods and see what went well and what we can do better next time. In summation here, Twitch hate raids are freaking horrible, but hopefully these tips will help you make them a thing of the past for your channel. Now remember, we can prevent them by upgrading our channel privilege settings, keeping calm and using a panic button approach on an Elgato Stream Deck or other software option, and by constantly evaluating, especially after a raid, to make sure that our methods are working as well as possible. So try this three-step approach and let us know how well it works for you. We'd also love to hear any other methods you've had success with. Speaking of, we talk about stream issues and stuff like this all the time in the No Name Nerd community, both on Discord and on Facebook. You can find the links for both at nerdsbelonghere.com. As a content creator, it's a great resource, a great community to have. So I highly recommend that you check them out. Of course, as always, subscribe to this podcast and stay tuned for more great tricks and tips. On behalf of the No Name Nerd podcast, I'm Joe. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Hey there, I'm excited to be welcoming some of our No Name Nerd community on to give shout outs to their stream. If you're interested in having your stream mentioned on our podcast, just head to anchor.fm/nonamenerd and make sure to click on the message button and then just record a message that is 30 seconds to a minute. Feel free to plug your stream and maybe you will be selected to appear on the air, just like the recording here.
Hey, very nice podcast. I really enjoy it. A lot of information, very helpful. I wish you all the success in this podcast because it's very helpful to especially some of us older streamers who don't really get it. So I want to say thank you for everything you've done and you know, just keep up the good work.
So if you're interested in joining the No Name Nerd community, just head to nerdsbelonghere.com and you can find links to our Discord server as well as our private Facebook group. I'm proud to say that we offer a safe and welcoming environment for all kinds of nerds, and we are a supportive and interactive community for all types of gamers, streamers, and content creators. So if you're looking for some people to connect with, to play some games with, or to learn some tips and tricks on growing your audience, just head to nerdsbelonghere.com. And if you want to grab some great customized merch, you can always find that at nonamenerd.com, where we have our signature item, which is a full sublimation print professional quality esports jersey, as well as a number of other items. So nerdsbelonghere.com for the community and nonamenerd.com for the company. Thanks for listening.